kick him out of your ass as soon as you can, love. You're going with some bad people.
He's dangerous, Louisa.
I'm milling about with Sam Benjamin, and there he is in his little studio. Hi, Sam.
Hello, Robin. How's it going?
I miss you. It's been too long.
I know they need to put me in more films. That's what they need to do.
It's been about 2 years, I think, since we've seen each other.
Yeah, probably about that. It was when the Payday was originally released, which I think it premiered late 2022. And then, yeah, April 2023, it went on to the Stars Network. So it's still on Stars. If anyone wants to watch a crime caper, it's called The Payday. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. And speaking of crime capers, this movie that we're talking about today, Roommate Regret. First, I want to start off with the name title, the change in the name. It was very confusing.
Yeah. So the movie is officially called Roommate Regret, and it's on the Lifetime Network now. It premiered on April 11th. But originally, my title was Bad Tenant, not Roommate Regret. And it's just one of those things where you go, oh, that's what the network want to call it. So that's what the network want to call it. I told a friend of mine and they go, well, at least it's got alliteration. But I think, yeah, both titles are fun. So yeah, if that's what they want to call it, I'm happy to go with it.
So tell me what inspired the story.
What inspired the story was a combination of, so the director of this movie is Peter Foldy. And I met him several years ago when I first came to LA. And then I went to a screening with him when I was in LA a few years ago. And we really hit it off and we just got talking about movies. And he basically said to me, hey, you do know that I'm doing a lot of movies at the moment that are thrillers. So if you've got any ideas for good thrillers, let me know. And then I've always been a big, which I feel like everyone is, especially if, you know, they're into films, is that the 90s era was a great era for thrillers, you know, I feel like there was a Michael Douglas era of thrillers with Fatal Attraction and Basic Instinct and Disclosure. And then another movie that I really loved was Pacific Heights with Michael Keaton and Matthew Modine, which is about a lodger who comes in and he's not who he says he is. So it's that, basically, I was just trying to brew ideas for thrillers. And then I was thinking of 90s thrillers. And then I thought, because the film is about a mysterious, charming Brit that comes over to America and is struggling to find his feet. And he's not the lead, but he's the antagonist that comes in to this new homeowner who's just getting her first house. I thought, right, what thriller can I tell, but how can I use my immigrant experience in America as well in terms of finding an apartment, getting credit, and not being, you know, all of the kind of admin and things that you have to do that maybe American citizens don't realize you have to do to just get on with the basic things, get a credit card and all that business. So I thought, oh, but what if all that was true, but what if there was a version of me that came that was just villainous and you know, had nefarious intentions? And I'm sure most people have had a lot of messages online as well, which made me laugh, of people saying, oh my God, I literally had a roommate that was this bad, or someone who said they were this, and it just ended up being a nightmare. In fact, I remember I was out for dinner when I was brewing the idea at someone's birthday, and somebody told a story about a completely nightmare scenario they had with a tenant, or someone who was renting a room in their place, and it was just a nightmare to get rid of them, because of if they play the game, it can be quite hard. And if someone's really clever and psychotic, then it gets dangerous. So that, I guess that was the inspiration.
We're out of time. No, I'm only kidding. have you ever had a nightmare roommate?
Yes.
Do tell.
I've had a number of roommates over the years. I remember when I was at drama school training to be an actor at Drama Studio London, and we lived, it seemed like a great idea at the time, Myself and five others clubbed together who were on the course, and we rented a house of six bedrooms, a proper student house. So there was six of us, and there was a few rotations or substitutions, like in a football match where someone, you know, couldn't make it, so they left for a year, and then someone else came in for a year or for 6 months, or someone went away for 3 months, and they said, "Oh yeah, but I've got someone to take my room." I remember when one of my roommates basically just gave his room to this French woman who came over, and he clearly didn't do any research into what she was like or, you know, anything at all. And she was just an absolute nightmare. I had to live with her, and she ended up not paying him any rent anyway. So,
No fun.
said his name was Ben, my good housemate that had a lapse of concentration. I said, "Ben, you owe me for this. You left me with her." So yeah. Definitely.
So obviously, this was shot in London. Some of it was shot in London, or
Some of it was shot in London, but it was mainly shot in the beautiful state of Florida, in St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay. And actually, you know, it's actually a really good advert for Florida, because you watch it and some of the, I mean, obviously I was there for a few days of filming, but the some of the districts and views and vistas and just culture out there is, it's really on show in the film. Some beautiful shots of the nightlife, or the, you know, the just the skyline. And yeah, so it was all filmed in Florida and in London.
When you were filming in Florida, what was sort of the vibe there compared to filming in London? Were you near where you're from in London?
I didn't go to London.
Oh, you didn't
So
get to
I just,
go.
yeah, I didn't get to go. No, they didn't put that
You
on
were
the
in your
payroll.
studio
Damn
shooting.
it. Yeah. Oh yeah. 'Cause yeah, that's it. Yeah. For those of you, yeah, who haven't watched the film, I play a British musician called Preston Black, and he's in Abbey Road Studios. But that was the magic of movies, Robin. So yeah, we did film. We did Florida stood in for Abbey Road. So I don't know how Paul McCartney would feel about that, but you know,
Oh my
there you go.
God, I can't wait. I'm going to Abbey Road Studios in December for my anniversary. I
Oh,
cannot wait.
amazing. Have you ever been?
No, and I am so excited.
Well, look out for the, 'cause you know where the crossing is
Yeah.
outside Abbey Road. It's so funny because the regular London commuters and drivers absolutely despise it, 'cause they just pull up and they're putting up with just tourist after tourist just standing in the middle of the road. And it's a functioning road, so it's hilarious just to watch for just if you just stand there and watch people, and they're just annoying the drivers, and the drivers can't do anything about it. It's a lot of fun.
Now, you grew up in Liverpool, yeah?
Yeah, so Liverpool's my home city. I grew up in the same county, Merseyside. I'm from a place called the Wirral. I have to shout it out. But yeah, my home city is Liverpool. So that was where, you know, I used to go on Saturday and, you know, cause some trouble with my mates, and then, you know, go out and have a few drinks in the evening when I came of age, or maybe a little bit younger.
So did you go to the Cavern Club? Did you hang out on Matthew Street? Was that sort of part of your childhood?
Yeah, so in Liverpool there's two mini nightlife districts. There's Matthew Street and there's Concert Square. And on Matthew Street it's just a high concentration of bars and clubs of different vibes. I am a more of a soul, R&B, hip hop kind of guy, so I would rarely be found in the Cavern. I was more likely found in other clubs near there that played that kind of music, rather than the kind of Beatles sound. And also there's a little element of locals don't go to the Cavern. Locals go to, even if they're into that kind of scene, there's other places that people go to that, you know, the Cavern's more of a touristy spot that people go to occasionally, I would say. But you know, you walk past it and you take it for granted how special it is, and then you see people coming from all over the world taking pictures and going in. And but yeah, it's still a cool vibe in there.
I
So
have to
definitely
pick your
go, definitely
brain.
go.
Yeah, I'm going to pick your brain when we're at when we get closer. You're going to tell me all the great places to go.
Yeah.
It's so Preston Black, I feel like he deserves his own show.
I'd love it. I'd love it. Yeah, he's ready. He's ready. Yeah.
Talk about what inspired him. Like, what rock star were you thinking of, if any? What was the look all about?
It was, I suppose it was a combination of, I just wanted to create a fun celebrity character in the world of the film. And it just, the name came to me, Preston Black.
It's a great name. You know,
it's a great rock star name. It's got that darkness of like an Alice Cooper, but Preston is a place in the north of England. So it has a real earthiness to it as well. And then it just stemmed from there. And originally, it was up in the air who was going to play who. I wrote the movie, but I didn't have any particular, like I wasn't attached to the project per se, but Peter Foldy, the director, said, oh, you know, cause he knows that I'm into music as well. And he goes, oh, you should play Preston Black. You'd be really good at it. So, and at the time I was, and also Peter, the director, was also, he goes, you should grow your hair. And we'll have about 9 months, grow your hair, and then we'll make it even longer. And, you know, you can really do this part. So, but Peter Foldy, the director, was also, he's also a musician in his own right. And he's got crazy stories about heydays of music in the 70s, 80s.
I bet.
And so it was a little bit, I was pulling a little bit from just the aura of him as well. So Preston Black, I guess, would be, I wanted him to have a fresh, modern, unapologetic, like British pop star, rock star that was maybe in a bit of a rocker phase. But yeah, I don't know whether I actually had anyone specific. There was a little bit of, actually, I was thinking of, I can't remember his last name now, the character Jackson in A Star Is Born, the Bradley Cooper, country rock, in terms of his image, in terms of, you know, the long hair and the beard and the neckwear, and in terms of look. But yeah, a little bit of a throwback, you know. It's such a rich British music history of, you know, those, it's a classic when you hear really heavy, you know, intense rock music, and then sometimes the very British accent is a surprise. It's what it was. That was kind of the image, you know, where they go, yeah, that song there was called, you know, kind of like a This Is Spinal Tap feel.
So did you grow your hair, or was that a wig?
I did. No, half of it is a wig. I grew it fairly long, and then it made the wig easier to apply. And I don't think I'm ever going to grow my hair long again. I don't know how people with long hair do it. It's too much maintenance.
You got to put it in a man bun.
Yeah, it didn't quite get to the man bun phase. But I think I'd be more of a ponytail man than a man bun kind of guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So have you ever released an album, music?
It's so funny. No, I haven't, but I was actually confessing to someone the other day that long story short, I spent a year working in a bank before I entered the acting profession, and it was one of the worst years of my life. And like a tortured soul that I was, I had a keyboard at home, and I pretty much wrote my imaginary, you know, solo album on the keyboard. Because I was having such a rough year, it was so melancholic and heartbreaking. But that's never really seen the light of day. So I've always written, and I wrote a play that won a competition back in London called The Boy Band. That was a story, almost like the Full Monty type thing, with everyday dudes that always wanted to be in a boy band but never followed it through. And then one of their old friends from school dies quite suddenly, and it kind of kicks them up the arse and makes them go, you know what, why didn't we ever just try it? And then they end up trying it. So I've always had that music, and I come from a musical family. You know, I'm from the land of the Beatles. So I'm trying to work out how to express that in my art a bit more. Music's usually a big part of the things I write anyway. Even, you know, the payday, you know, the soundtrack to that was a big part of the identity of the music. So yeah, no album yet, Robin, but if Sony or Epic are listening, then, you know.
Doesn't your guy Peter have connections?
He does have connections, yes. But he thinks I'm crap. No. I haven't really broached the subject with him. But it's funny because you meet people and he just think that was so out of left field. Because he'd go, oh, but aren't you just an actor and a writer? Like, sit down, my friend. But we'll see. You never know. You never know. Maybe I'll do a I don't know whether you're familiar, but maybe I'll do like a Bruce Willis blues album once, you know,
Of
once I do a gig.
course.
A nod to the Bruce.
I actually know Bruce from his China Club days when he was a bartender.
No way.
Way.
Really? Oh, I still sometimes I remember me and my brother really, really love the music video to Express Yourself, where
Yeah.
he's actually playing the bartender. We absolutely love it. It's so brilliant, that video and that song.
He would really get up onto the bar and perform with his
No.
harmonica. I kid you not. I
Oh, this
kid you
makes
not.
it. I love him even more.
Oh,
Oh, so good.
so much fun. Those were the days. So what kind of music do you play? Like, how would you describe the style of music that we could
Oh.
hear from
Oh
Sam
no. Oh.
Mitchell?
Some of my friends are gonna really laugh at this. No, well, that, like I say, I was just giving you the truth that during that year I wrote. I'm a very, like I say, my big. I don't know how you describe it, and people hear it different ways, but they always say that the music that you fall in love with first will always be your main kind of blood type in music, so to speak. And when I was growing up, it was R&B and hip hop that grabbed me. And then I started raiding my mum's record and CD collection, and she's a proper like funk, R&B, Motown, all that kind of stuff. You know, whether it be Prince or Alexander O'Neal, the Gap Band, you know,
Eclectic.
all these kind of people. So that's where I live in terms of, I like the soul, I like the R&B, I like the funk, I like all of that business. But I've never really seriously considered it, aside from using it in my movie making and in my writing. So I'm still on that journey, Robin. So yeah, I don't know. I'd like to think it would be in that kind of vibe. But I don't want to, you know, when people go on a reality show like X Factor, and they step up to the X, and they go, "So tell me about what your sound's like." And they go, "Yeah, so I mean, I sing like Michael Jackson meets Justin Timberlake." And then they go, "Okay,
We got it.
we." And then they go, "All right, go on then. How'd you follow?" Or, you know, if a woman comes up, goes, "Yeah, I mean, people say I'm pretty much like Whitney Houston meets Mariah Carey." And then people go, "Well, good luck with this uphill struggle now to impress us."
So, what else have you been up to? What else is going on?
I've done a lot of voices for the Doctor Who audio adventures, which I believe have just been, they were out, but they've been released in a new format,
In front of this very microphone, I imagine.
in front of this very microphone on, Doctor Who audio adventures. Check it if you Google it, or look at bigfinish.com. And I think you can listen to it on where you get your podcasts. And they have all of the iconic doctors back. Like, we did one with David Tennant, and who else
I
we do?
have a mad crush on him, by the way.
Who doesn't? Who
Damn it.
doesn't? Well, I have a, I don't know whether I'm sure I've told this story before, but we also did one with River Song, which is another character in the Doctor Who universe played by Alex Kingston, and I had a massive crush on her when I was watching ER when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
So I did confess the crush over the airwaves to
Uh-oh.
her. And
What did she say?
she said, well, first of all, she said there was at first I thought I was in at first I thought I'd ruined her day, because I can't remember how I said it. I didn't say it blatant, but I said, "Oh, Alex, you know," because we were having a bit of downtime, and I said, "Alex, you know, I grew up watching you in ER, da 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 da." And then she goes, "Well, thank you, Sam, for making me feel really old." And then I thought, "Oh no,
Oh.
oh no." But then later on, when I was wrapped and it was time for me to go, she said some really kind of a naughty comment on the way out, and I went, "Did she just say that to me?" Or what? It was like a little. It was something to do with the nurse's outfit. I can't remember how she put it, or a doctor's outfit. And I thought, "Oh, well, that landed then." But yeah, she was really cool. So was David Tennant. David Tennant was a pleasure to
Did you
work with.
confess your crush on David Tennant to Noah? I'm only
Not
kidding.
this time, because everyone else in the cast was, so I thought I'm gonna refrain from it. But yeah, I guess the other thing I've got going on is I've just directed and I star in a short film called Screw Job that's about a female.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you. That's
Yeah, it's a
great.
thank you. It's about a female pro wrestler who is struggling to make it to the top. She's a single mom. She's navigating that. She's not getting any younger, and she's not getting the breaks. And that is it's going to be premiering at the Florida Sunscreen Film Festival on April 27th. So if anyone's in Florida, and so that's pretty cool. And then it's probably going to get an online release after that. And I'm brewing the script for the feature film version of that that I'd love to get made.
Are you also acting in it as well?
So in the short, I play the antagonist, who's the what they call in the wrestling business the booker, who makes the matches and deciding who's wrestling who, and all the storylines and things like that. So
Oh, I'd love to check that out.
it's gonna be it'll be online after it's on at the Florida Film Festival, Sunscreen Film Festival.
Fun. So you've been doing all kinds of fun things since I saw you last.
Been doing all kinds of fun things, Robin. Yeah, that's the only way the only way to live, isn't
Yeah.
it?
Well, I'm going to let you go, but don't go because I want to have a quick chat with you when we're done.
Cool.
So have a great, rest of your day and good luck with this film,
Thank
Roommate
you.
Regret. It's on the Lifetime Movie Network.
Yes, thank you. And yeah, if everyone can give it, if you fancy a juicy thriller. I told my mum, I said, Mum, she's in the UK, she hasn't watched it yet. She goes, oh, so what kind of film is it? And I said, oh, it's a thriller, and it's very juicy and over the top, and very heightened, and lots happens in it. And then she just went, well, those are the best ones.
Mom knows
Yeah,
best.
she does. She never does.
You just couldn't leave well enough alone, could you?
Always new.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.
To you.